For 55-plus people who want to connect with others in Surrey, Belinda's Connection Cafe events are a good place to start. Newton Cultural Centre is where the monthly gatherings take place on select Thursday mornings, when Lynn Vera Lay organises arts-related activities and guest speakers. Admission is free, and the sessions have grown more popular over the past 3 years. We started doing these in March 2022, and so far we've done 34 workshops and reached close to 90 seniors between age 55 and 94, quite a range of people and events, said Vera Lay, an award-winner artist and 2017 BC Culture Days ambassador. I invite different facilitators that maybe I haven't met before, so I'm also connecting with a new person in the community. There are a lot of connections that are happening. That's why connection in Belinda's Connection Cafe is the most important word. The events have covered journaling, karaoke singing, music and movement, Indigenous mini drums, storytelling, dyed silk pieces, game boards and more. Future connections involve fused glass with Studio 73, Feb. 27, Mendy with Tihita Gupta, March 27th, mixed media collage with Asma and Lynn, April 24th. Crocheted coasters with Tanya Liu, May 22nd, and sun prints with Desmond Tompkins, June 26th, before a summer break. On Thursday, January 23rd, the focus was on tea sommelier Satbir Thind, who runs Satya Mobile Tea Boutique, along with Tea Time Stories, and the special teacups of those who attended. Linda Page brought a century-old teacup that family members brought here from England years ago. I've just started coming here, to Connection Cafe events, 6 months ago, Paige said. I have a friend in a wheelchair that I don't see very often, and we get the handy dart to come once a month. We like all different kinds of art forms, and we're both seniors on low income, so this is a great event to come socialize and learn things, like what we learned today about tea, all kinds of stories. Retiree Casey Gilroy, former coordinator of Surrey Christmas Bureau, with a special teacup at the Belinda's Connection Cafe event at Newton Cultural Centre in Surrey on Thursday, January 23, 2025. Photo, Tom Zilich. Retiree Casey Gilroy, former coordinator of Surrey Christmas Bureau, attended Thursday for the first time, and brought a mug with meaning. When you have kids, you can never predict what they're gonna do, so my middle daughter moved to Poland in 1999, and in 2004 I went to visit her and she bought me this cup. So whenever I see it, it reminds me of her. Coincidentally, about a half an hour before this event, she happened to call me and I said, "Well, I'm taking your cup for a ride to a teacup story event," so it was really neat. She's half a world away and it's hard to see her, so I can see her in this cup. Gilroy is glad that she kept the mug, and urged others to do the same with special things they have around the house. Earlier I mentioned that we're all being urged to declutter, but there are some precious things you do keep, and we should probably be careful what we declutter, she explained. If it means something to you, if it means a story, then keep that and remind yourself of the people that were important to you, or the events that were important to you. This was a good event for that, and in my case I was surprised to know several people here. I didn't expect that because I've been retired for a while, not involved in the community as much, and suddenly they're all here. It's great. Back in 2020, during the pandemic lockdown, Vera Lay worked as an emergency response community builder for United Way. One of our things we needed to do was make sure that we connected with isolated seniors, do groceries for them, phone calls with them, sometimes hour-long phone calls, and just to make sure that people were still connecting with them, she said. After the pandemic, I wanted to make sure that seniors remained connected. With my arts background, it was sort of a no-brainer that we would do some arts-related workshops once a month to help keep them connected. Vera Lay now organizes Summer Connection Cafe events in North Delta, where she lives, and will expand to South Surrey starting February 12, via Semiamo Arts Society. Thanks to grants from different sources including United Way, the Federal New Horizons Program and Arts Council of Surrey. At Newton Cultural Centre, the workshops run from 10 a.m. to noon. People should register at least a week prior, email lynn.vera.lay@gmail.com or call 778-879-4097. Visit the Belinda's Connection Cafe Facebook group for details, or facebook.com/semiamuartsociety. Info is also found on artscouncilofsurrey.ca/tag/belindas-cafe. 3 years ago, when a name was needed for the sessions for seniors in Newton, Vera Lay chose to honor someone who'd hosted events that connected people in the community. We really liked Connection Cafe as the name, and then I was talking to a friend of mine, Lorraine Bush, and her mom, who'd died a year previous, her name just came into my head, Vera Lay recalled. Belinda, Dunn, she died 2 years ago now, and lived in Delta, and did similar things in the community to connect people, tea parties for seniors, things like that, and she was very community-minded, as is her whole family. She's an inspiration to me, so we named it after her. Vera Lay is always thrilled when connections are made at events she hosts and plans. One of our dance groups that rehearses in the building here, I asked her if she could do a seated Indian classical dance workshop, because some of our participants are not always mobile, she recalled. So she did, and she dressed up and did a lovely dance for us, and then she did something that was just with arm movements. That was a very popular workshop, and one of the women who attended ended up taking solo dance classes with her, which is something she probably wouldn't have done if she had not made that connection here. You know, another connection made.